The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action at Tipperary, and it's a good card on offer this evening. A couple of listed races, plenty of competitive handicaps. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to that action is Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, Mark. Very well.
Good. Not a bad card at Tipperary tonight.
No. Seems to be pretty much the pattern, doesn't it, this week in Ireland? We've got a couple of maiden races and some good handicaps and a listed or pattern race on the card. So, and that's very much the tale tonight. Two races for the price of one, really. Two listed races, one for the older horses and one for the up-and-coming two-year-olds. So, good mixture.
It is a good mixture indeed. And we're going to get yielding ground, probably, so not too many fears for a lot of these runners. And should be good stuff. We'll start in the first race then, which is the 5.05. And we start with a maiden over 5 furlongs. And plenty of them in this. We've got 14 runners for this maiden. And the betting is headed this morning by Treadstone, from the Tommy Stackyard, who's had 3 attempts and a couple of decent efforts already in maidens. Is today going to be the day that he sheds the maiden tag, Andy?
Well, he's got a good chance, hasn't he? It's quite a wide open race, this. One or two made promising debuts, which we'll touch upon in a second. But I think Treadstone probably just about sets the standard here. He was very well back the other day at Cork. I think I put him up on the podcast when I did that on Monday. And he was a 7 to 200 or 30 chance in the morning, and he opened up on track at 13.08. He went off 11.08, so the Stack team really got their fingers burnt with this individual. But I don't think he did a great deal wrong. My only sort of summary on him, really, was he didn't get the 6 furlongs. He looked to be as though he was going to come and win with the furlong to run, and then the other two just engulfed him late on, and albeit he got beat at a short price. I don't think there was anything too negative about the run. He's dropping back to 5 furlongs today. He's going to a track where he's run well before. He's gone well with a bit of cut in the ground. He's got a middle draw, which sometimes is not a bad thing here at Tipperary, because they can sometimes race in two groups here, particularly when they're spread across the track on yielding ground. Some horses and jockeys decide to come up the stand side rail, and if they do, that usually is the favoured part of the track. So it means Wayne Lorna's got two options either way. All said and done, I think Treadstone is a thoroughly reliable horse with a good cruising speed and a nice turn of foot. That race of the day at Cork, by the way, was the fastest sectional on the card, so as I said, I don't think it was too bad form. The other two with chances who've just had the one run so far, Ahmed Ghali from the David Watchman stable, a lovely, big, strong, stocky filly by Van Nistelrooy, made its debut the day behind one of David Watchman's called Sign from Heaven. It was the race that Hurry Up Harriet was second in, and I'd expect Ahmed Ghali to turn the form around, being as though it's had the run under its belt. Very much looked a nice horse for the future. And the other one would be Beauty's Forte from the informed Johnny Murta stable. Could have a very good draw here if Johnny exploits that trap 10 and comes up the standside rail. A horse that raced very keenly first time out at the Curragh over 6 furlongs and didn't get the trip when weakening late on. I think if she settles better today, dropping back to 5 furlongs, where from potentially a decent draw, I think she could be troublesome to my selection, Treadstone.
Okay, so you're going with Treadstone in
the opener? I'm sticking with Treadstone, yeah. I like him, and I'll give him another go.
Okay. On to the 5.35 next, and this is the first of the listed races. This is the Abergwaun Stakes. It's over 5 furlongs, and it's for the older horses. And if Tommy Stack gets off to a winning start in the first, he's got a good chance of following it up in the second. He's got Cape of Approval in there and Scream Blue Murder, both with good chances, Andy.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I do like Cape of Approval. He's a real improver. There was talk from the Stack team after he won last time at Cork, a listed race, when he beat Marek on soft ground, which is no mean achievement. That David Marek's charge is virtually impossible to beat on soft or heavy ground in Ireland, but Cape of Approval did it, and he did it really well. There was no fluke about that performance, and he was going to come over to run in the Wokingham, only for the ground to dry out and him be a late defector. He's been obviously plotted for some soft ground over in Ireland, and this yielding ground tonight at Tipperary will just still about be okay for him. If it continues to dry out, then it might well be a slight concern for connections, but there's no denying that he's the best horse in this race. If he handles it a much quicker terrain than he's used to, and I think he's the most likely winner. He's certainly got the speed figures to back it up. It could, if they do split into two groups here, or the ones that are drawn high come across to the stand side, then I don't think Timeless Call will be too far away here. He's one of the most likely front runners in this race. She had an impossible task the other day at the Curry in a handicap. Drawn stall 1 of 21 on that far side rail made it a bit of an impossible exercise for this Timeless Call. But she ran really well in face of adversity. And she's still finishing in front of Russian Soul and Screen Blue Murder, who reoppose here. And those two had much better draws on that occasion. So I do think Timeless Call at 12-1 has been slightly overlooked here by the bookmaking public. And betting public alike. Obviously, Russian Soul's a 5-2 shot. I don't think that represents too much value, considering Russian Soul is drawn in stall 1, which could end up being a real nasty draw for Mickey Halford's charge. So I'd probably go with Timeless Call here. That's probably the way that I play the race. I go Timeless Call at 12-1, and I'd probably have my little saver on the favourite at Cape Approval at 2-1.
Okay, on to the third race. This is 6:05, and it's a handicap over 5 furlongs. We've got Sassaway, the 9-2 favourite this morning. It's on 5-1 for You Can Choose and Lily Star, 13-2 for My Good Brother and Judy's Child, and then 8-1 or Bigger the Rest. This is competitive, Andy.
It certainly is, yeah. 5-1 the field, near enough. It can make cases out for quite a few of these. Again, a lot of depends on where the jockeys decide to come, whether they come stand side or whether they stay middle to far side. Who knows? You should be able to tell by race 3, having seen the first 2 5-furlong straight track races, where they're going to go. And that might sway you in the direction of one or the other. For instance, you know, if you're looking to back Lily Star, or You Can Choose, drawn 8 and 9 respectively. And the first 2 races tell us that the near side group are having an advantage, and you might want to look at either one of those two. The two I quite like are drawn right in the middle anyway, so I'm kind of hedging my bets a little bit. With My Good Brother and Judy's Child, I'll probably play the two against the field. You can back them both at William Hill this morning at 13-2. Rather than back one of them each way, I think hopefully one of these will win. They've got course and distance form aplenty here at this track, this pair, particularly Judy's Child. Willie McCreary's 5-year-old mare has run here 4 times, and every single time she's hit the frame, including last time out when she chased You Can Choose, who put up a dogged performance by making all the running in the hands of Declan McDonough. I just like the fact that Judy's Child, with his £10 claimer on, excuse me, is much better off at the weights here. And her track craft will hopefully stand her in good stead. And the other one I like, as I said, is My Good Brother, who posted a huge figure on the all-weather last time out. Now, there isn't a school of thought to think Tom McCourt's 4-year-old is probably better on an all-weather surface than he is on the turf, because he's won 3 times on a synthetic track, and yet he's 0-8 on the grass. But to be fair to him, his last 2 runs on the grass don't tell me that he's never going to win on the green stuff, particularly as he's 3rd behind Majestic Timeline early on in the season. Reads quite well, because he was the best of those that night that raced from a low stall position. Good 4th next time out in Bellystown, when again a bad draw did him. I think My Good Brother here is going to run a huge race. I do like this Tom McCourt runner. I like his horses when they're in form. And him, along with Judy's Child mare, make up a couple of decent runners in this race against the field.
OK, on to the 6:35 then, this is race 4. And it's another listed race. This one's the Coolmore Camford Cliff Stakes. It's over the 7.5-furlong trip. And we have an odds-on favourite in the shape of Indian Maharaja, who made a winning debut at Gorham Park, was very green on that occasion, even unseated Joseph O'Brien after the line. But Joseph O'Brien's been quoted as saying that he's a lovely horse, but all over the place and looking at everything. He's obviously going to come on for that run, Andy, and he's got a whole host of Group 1 entries. He's currently 3rd favourite for the Derby with us at the moment. Are we going to see an impressive performance from the Aidan O'Brien runner?
Well, the betting suggests so. He's 4-11 this morning with William Hill, which looks plenty short enough for where I'm standing. He did it well at Gowran Park, there's no denying that. He looks a really nice horse. Like I said, Joseph's explanation of him and description of him probably does fit the bill. He looked like a bit of an octopus on a bouncy castle. Like his legs were going everywhere in the home straight. He was looking around himself, and just shows you how good a horse he is, the fact that he still won by 6.5 lengths despite not really concentrating on what he was doing. He's sure to come on for that run mentally and physically. And he looks a cut above this lot, really, on what he's achieved. The speed figure of that race at Gowran, however, wasn't that great, and the horses he beat weren't that great. So, like I say, at 4-11, I think there's better 4-11 chances in the history of the game, I've got to be honest. So I'll probably look to play on the without market here. That's the only option I can put up. I don't really want to be tipping him at that price. And I'm actually going to put up Fly to the Moon here without the favourite. Now, I'm not sure what price William Hill are on the pro market, but she's a 16-1 chance, with Indian Mirage in the race. So, you know, we probably might get 7 or 8 to 1 without, and that doesn't look a bad bet. I was quite impressed by the way this horse fought very hard for victory the day at the Curragh, indicating that to me she'll be more suited to stepping up to this 7.5 furlong unique distance tonight. The fact that she's got down and dirty and really stuck her neck out to win and beat a decent horse in the shape of the Organ Grinder suggests to me that she's very much overlooked here. I think the other five in this race are very much similar types. I don't think there's a great deal between them on the ratings. So I'm going to put up Fly to the Moon. She seemed to improve it by, you know, each run has gone on. And like I say, I like her attitude, and that should stand her in good stead.
OK, on to the 7.05 next, and this is an Irish Stallion Farms European Breeders' Fund Median Auction Fillies Maiden. It's over the 7.5 furlong trip, and we've got this priced up a bit of a match this morning between Crack Agus Sprow and Ballybacker Queen. I apologise if that pronunciation is wrong, but do you think it's between those two, Andy?
That's a great shout, that is. That's Crack Agus Sprow. Yeah, I'm sure Desi will have a better attempt than what me and you did there. But all the vibes are that this filly by Intense Focus, who cost 300,000 euros as a yearling, is the real deal here, one of Jim Bolger's better two-year-olds. Apparently, that's the word on the street, so I've been told. And if so, then might be good enough to take a race like this, ahead of Ballybacker Queen, who up to now is definitely the form horse, having 2 runs, 2 seconds. First of all, in a red-hot race at the Curragh, won by Avenue Gabriel from the Paul Deegan stable, who went on to finish third in a Group 3 race at Leopardstown on its next start. Back in third was a horse called Calorie, who's very much the benchmark with regard to fillies maidens in the last month or two. That horse has finished placed on 3 of its starts so far. And Ballybacker Queen then went to Galway next time out, got a bit of a bad draw, got stuck out on the wing a bit, and unfortunately didn't have enough finishing power to see off Tarfasha, who strode up the hill at Ballybrit to beat this Hurricane Run filly quite comfortably. Unfortunately, Ballybacker Queen has been dealt the ultimate blow again here today and drawn stall 10 right out on the wing. So she hasn't been done too many favours on her 3 starts up to now. And I think because of the fact that Crack Agus Sprow has been drawn a little bit better and obviously is very, very strongly fancied, that might just be enough to tip the balance in the Bulger's horse's camp's favour.
OK, on to the sixth race next. This is at 7.40. And this is an apprentice handicap over 7.5 furlongs trip. Over the 7.5 furlong trip, Apache Gold is 9-2 favourite. It's Kalino that's second in at 7-1. Mama Rossa is 8-1 with Diamond Days. Sweet Anathea tens as is Great Ability and Somali, and then it's 12-1 or bigger the rest. Apache Gold put in a decent effort last time when well clear of the third horse at Killarney, which was Roha Dove, and obviously with the booking of Connor King, it's likely to be popular, Andy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm just going to keep it very simple now. When Connor King rides in an apprentice race, look no further. He had a winner the other night down in Sligo. Zafarakand, who made all the running for Connor King. And, you know, when you've got the best jockey and you've got a horse with such a good chance as Apache Gold, you've just got to put 2 and 2 together and let things fall into place. Connor's now nearly getting up towards 30 winners, which is truly quite a remarkable return for an apprentice who started the season very much an unknown pilot, but everyone knows him now. And he's got a good chance of adding to his tally here with this Apache Gold from the John Wall stable. As you rightly say, chased our measured approval last time out, or rather got run out of it by measured approval. I think this horse looked like winning with a couple of furlongs to run, but the finish of that Paul Flynn trained individual was just too much for Apache Gold to cope with. But they were well clear of Roja Dove, who is a fairly consistent individual. And the speed figure of that race suggests, you know, we should stick with the form. Not a particularly good draw here for Apache Gold, but it is, you know, almost a mile, and it gives Connor King a good chance to show off his skills and get this horse into good position from that tricky draw. Several dangers here. Well, Marl, who finished fourth in that race, could be one to keep an eye on. Now he's got his finally got his quick ground to run, and the last couple of runs, you know, he hasn't had his surface, but much better ground will suit David Marnane's charge. And Kalino, well, he finished his race off quite strongly here last time out behind Sweet Anathea. That's very much the way that Roger Sweeney's charge likes to run. Usually comes off a fast pace, so she could be quite dangerous in the lane. But I'm very keen on Apache Gold, and even more keen on the fact that Connor King's riding.
OK, and we finish the card at 8.10 with a ladies' handicap over the extended mile and a half. What do you like for the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, I'm going to take a bit of a fly here in this 8.10 on a horse that has been showing some decent form over timber of late, Knocknashoiga. Looks like being around a 20-1 chance this morning. you couldn't really fancy it on what it's done so far on the flat. But as I said, his form recently over hurdles doesn't read too bad. Apart from that run last time out down in Killarney, when he was a little bit disappointing over a trip which stretched his stamina. But this mile and a half distance should be absolutely ideal for this individual. Ridden by a decent pilot tonight from the John Ryan stable, who has a good record here at the track. I do think Notna Shuiga could cause a bit of an upset here in the final race.
Okay, let's have a summary as we always do, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, competitive stuff tonight at Tipperary. As ever, we have to keep an eye on the first three races with regard to the draw. Hopefully it won't have too much of an influence on proceedings. I fancy Treadstone, who's drawn right bang in the middle in Trap 7 in the first race off the back of a good run the other night down in Cork over 6. I think the five furlongs will suit him tonight. I'd probably play the favourite Cape of Approval, small in the 5.35, and make my bigger bet on Timeless Call, number 9, who should make a good attempt to make all the running from the front in the hands of Ronan Whelan. In the 6.05, my two against the field would be My Good Brother and Judy's Child, two horses who come in good form, and they both got form at the track. The favourite should win the 6.35, but he represents no value Indian Maharaja, and I'd probably bet Fly to the Moon without the favourite in that listed race. 7.05, I'll probably go with the vibe horse here, Crack August Sproy from the Jim Bolger camp, ahead of the poorly drawn form horse, Ballybacker Queen. In the 7.40, a wide open affair, but Apache Gold in the hands of the find of the season, Connor King, will do for me. And in the final race, I'll take a bit of a punt on Notna Shuiga at a tidy each-way price at 20-1.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Should be a good card at Tipperary this evening. Enjoy the action.
Thanks, Mark. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.